You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
After being canceled last year due to the COVID-19, the NFL Pro Bowl returned. This time it was held in
Las Vegas.
Thank you, Elvis. And that is where Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert found tight end Mark Andrews of the Ravens twice for a couple of touchdown passes, leading the AFC to a 41-35 victory over the NFC. Herbert, named offensive MVP, Max Crosby of the hometown Raiders was the defensive MVP. He had a couple of sacks and three tackles for a loss. Following the Pro Bowl, Saints running back Alvin Kamara arrested for battery, resulting in substantial bodily harm.
Oh, no.
Yep, the arrest is tied to an alleged incident that occurred in a Las Vegas nightclub on Saturday. Kamara was in Vegas for the Pro Bowl. He did participate in that game yesterday. I think he caught like four passes. However, he was arrested afterwards. Bail was set at $5,000. He's expected in court today. Rumor has it that the Cleveland Browns and the Minnesota Vikings are going to swap quarterbacks. That means Baker Mayfield to the Vikings and Kirk Cousins to the Browns.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Yeah, this makes sense for both of these teams. Kirk Cousins threw for 4,221 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Probably one of his better seasons last season. But his contract is gigantic. They're going to owe him $35 million this coming season. Woo. And they're going to take a $45 million cap hit. However, the deal, if they restructure, means that Cleveland could oblige without killing their flexibility under the cap. I don't like Kirk Cousins.
No.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
And I welcome this because he would be like, what, the 14th best quarterback in the AFC if he went over there?
Yeah, no kidding.
But I don't hate Baker Mayfield, and I do think he probably could use a fresh start. I think he's a little bit better than what we've seen, and I think he probably could do great going to Minnesota in that division. The Tennessee Titans, they have a general manager named John Robinson, and yesterday he confirmed that despite rumors that Ryan Tannehill is going to be out, that we're going to get rid of him, those rumors, they're not true. He's my quarterback.
It's my quarterback.
Yeah, so he's going to stay.
Quarterback.
That's what he says. Television networks are allegedly backing up the Brinks trucks to Tom Brady's house in an effort to sign him.
Yep.
The report is that these networks willing to go as high as $25 million for in-studio or in-game. They don't care. They just want Brady, and I believe it. I also saw, speaking of Brady, I saw this meme going around, and I was like, well, let me make sure this is correct because this sounds wild. Because I knew he was drafted by the Montreal Expos, and I should have figured it out immediately because I knew he was drafted by the Expos to play baseball. When he retired, he became the last tie, basically, of active players, active professional players to the Expos. He is the last professional sports player that was drafted by the Montreal Expos to retire. Granted, he didn't play baseball.
No.
But he played a professional sport.
Yeah.
And he was the last one that was drafted by them that was still playing. That's crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
Unbelievable. Multiple sources are claiming that quarterback Joe Burrow is packing, apparently a legend in bed. A tipster recently sent a message to a celebrity gossip Instagram account that I'm really not familiar with, but this person basically detailed her relationship that she had with Burrow while she was, I guess, in college, as it says, and that he is giant.
She's like, I've been walking funny ever since.
Yes. So if he doesn't win the Lombardi Trophy, it's okay.
He's got one to hoist.
The Miami Dolphins have hired 38-year-old San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel as their next head coach. McDaniel's multiracial and the first minority head coach to be hired in this cycle, meaning that the 49ers, who lose the guy to the Dolphins, will get a third-round compensatory 2022 draft pick and a 2023 one as well under the Rooney Rule, which, of course, states that you have to interview and then ultimately, if you can, hire.
Minorities for jobs, yeah.
Which, again, the Rooney Rule is, you know, it's about minorities, but it's named after a white guy. So there you have it. McDaniel, by the way, with the 49ers this past season.
How long before they rename the – how long before we take Art Rooney down? He goes down like Columbus.
Well, actually,
It
was Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney, his son.
Who's no longer with us, by the way. But under McDaniel this past season, the 49ers were ranked 7th in total yards and 13th in points. The Houston Texans are still searching for a head coach. Now they're said to be in talks with – They're said to be in talks with associate head coach and defensive coordinator Lovie Smith about taking the job. This guy's on the staff already, and I'm hoping they interviewed him before. They're just getting around to interviewing him now? Okay.
With former head coaching experience.
Yes, former head coaching experience. He's an associate head coach, and he was the defensive coordinator. Okay, let's talk to him. In addition to the NFL Pro Bowl being in the city of Las Vegas, the NHL All-Stars were there for the All-Star weekend. Claude Giroux of the Flyers, seven-time All-Star, but first time ever winning the All-Star MVP. He had a goal in the semifinal and two goals in the finals as the Metropolitans beat Central, the Central Division, 5-3 in the final three-on-three match. It was quite fun to watch. We also had a NASCAR race yesterday. Yes, NASCAR, as Joey Logano took the checkered flag at the Busch Light Clash. The race was moved up a week from Daytona International Speedway, and it was also moved. It was moved up a week, and it was moved from the Daytona to the L.A. Coliseum, where NASCAR literally built a track inside that historic stadium in an attempt to spark excitement for the 2022 season.
Okay.
A lot of famous people were on hand because it was in L.A. Dana White, the president of the UFC, he actually helped sponsor Pitbull's car. Pitbull was there. Yeah, Pitbull was there and performing.
It's a true blessing and true honor to be able to make history here with y'all today. And I just want to know, if you're ready to rock, and if you're ready to roll, with that said, let's go.
They'd qualifying for the Busch Clash. His guy.
First
I don't
time
believe.
They ever had a kind of a lowrider in the.
Yeah.
Pitbull put a little style on it, man.
Yeah, he's got the number. He's got the number one car.
Yeah.
It's Ross Chastain, who I don't think was able to qualify for the Clash, so he didn't get the race in the Clash itself. It was a good day for. Spoiler alert: the women's hockey team beat Switzerland in the Olympics 6-0, but they did it yesterday, so I'm not really spoiling anything.
No.
Hillary Knight had a pair of goals. Alex. Cavallini stopped 12 shots, 6-0. Up next, Canada. That game scheduled for tonight at 11 o'clock, our time.
That's a big rivalry.
And speaking of women's hockey, Rosie DiMano of the Toronto Star Sports newspaper or whatever it is, she's catching all kinds of hell on social media after she posted an article titled "Why Women's Hockey Doesn't Belong in the Olympics." The internet going crazy on her. And, of course, people just read the headline.
Yeah,
people do it all the time. Read the headline, react, but you don't read the story. Well, she explains that when it comes right down to it, the gold game is always U.S. versus Canada because none of these other countries are that good at women's hockey. They're not.
Right.
And it always comes down to U.S.-Canada in the gold medal game. So unless they do something about that, it's going to continue to be that way, I guess.
But if you're going to send people to rep this sport, perhaps you're going to invest more in it and bring your teams up.
I think her point is these countries aren't putting enough investment into women's hockey to compete with the United States and Canada because they don't care
I'm
as
surprised
much,
so. The Russians don't.
You would think so. The Russians.
They crank out good hockey players.
Yeah,
right?
And they hate us, so, you know.
Yeah.
Finally, this. Your Norfolk Admirals on the road lost to the Gladiators in Atlanta 4-1. And here's your fun fact. I know, Sean, you were looking to get a gal pregnant.
I was talking about it just the other
day.
And you
said Rod makes parenthood seem so fun.
Somebody is getting a baby.
And you were saying
and
you were saying you'd like to have a little girl, which I found very nice.
Well, adorable. Yes.
According to a 2009 study, a woman that lives closer to the equator is more likely to give birth to a female.
All right. Well, now I know.
So there you go.
I'll see you guys in a few weeks.
Need to get down to Costa Rica or someplace and get this thing up the Isthmus of Panama. Let's go.
All right.